connoisseur of the Art Institute of Chicago will kindly step this way. You will notice that this painting here is really rather fascinating to us because it's not really a painting at all, yeah? It's what we call a construction. The young artist who made it, Mr. Harry Bouras, has taken various bits of metal and crammed them willy-nilly into the frame and painted them, yeah?
I don't like it.
Well, you're wrong. Now, shall we go see the fish?
Here I am in Chicago! Sitting in the art gallery! I just fell in from New York City in a driving rain. And it's a bad scene in New York, but I swear to God it's the worst one in Chicago. That's why I'm gonna split for Denver, Colorado, where my buddies are. And that's the end of my story.
I don't want to sound like a prude, but you're going to get kicked out of here.
I don't care. I got to speak my mind.
Oh, well, that's healthy. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, of course, it's all right with me. Actually, I know who you are, so...
How do you know who I am?
Well, I mean, I know who you are generically. You see, I took a humanities course last year, and I read quite a few of this current generation's writings. I read On the Road.
Well, yeah, that's Jack Kerouac.
Yes, I read The Subterranean.
Yeah, that's the one he wrote, Dumbo.
I read The Dharma Bomb.
Yeah, that's right, he read them all, Dumbo.
Yes.
You read that one, your poem? Poems?
Well, I read Howl.
That's right, from Allen Ginsberg.
Yes.
Yeah, you know he's my buddy.
I didn't know that.
That's it, yes, he is. When we're in New York, we mess around.
Oh, how totally exciting.
Yeah, you know something about Allen Ginsberg?
No.
He's nuts.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Well, you know, it took us a whole week and a half to analyze that poem. Well, we knew it was profound, we just weren't sure why. There was one line in particular, though, that was totally enigmatic to us all, and since you know him, maybe you could enlighten me and I could go back and tell the class.
I could try.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. How nice of you. It came just about in the middle. Let's see. All America, when will we deserve your 50,000 Trotskyites?
Yeah, that's the line in that poem.
Now, I know it has a lot of different meanings to it, but well, what was he trying to say there?
Well, he don't know what he's trying to say. You know, he writes very fast.
Oh.
Sometimes you don't even look quick.
Oh, that's... well, thanks.
Yeah, hey, excuse me. You know a lot about art and everything?
Well, yeah, no. Well, I'm insecure. is there something you'd like to know about that,
Well, I don't know about art, you know, that stuff.
What's
it? I mean, like that thing over there, what's that sticking up?
Oh, yes, well, this is...
A sculpture, right?
Yes, it is, sculpture. this is a new acquisition here at the Art Institute. This is called Journey into Infinity, and it goes up 3 floors, actually. It's by a British angry young man, and it's rumored he's still up there building. This is, as Frank Lloyd Wright says, form with function.
Well, what does he mean by that?
It holds up the building.
Now, that guy with a beard who was talking before, he's talking about this thing, I don't know what he meant. Can you express what that
is? Yeah, well, this is a Boris.
A what?
Harry Bouras.
Oh, that's the guy.
This is one of our Chicago painters. And this is a collage, you see.
Yeah.
There's a tin can, a pie plate, a fish structure.
And a fish bone.
And a license plate right in the center.
Yeah, no, see, I... No,
tapestry.
You know, see, I can see, you know, I look at that, I see that, you know. That's not hard to see a fish bone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To find it. But I was wondering more, do you dig it? That's what I mean.
In this context, what do you mean by that?
In this context, I mean, does it grab you?
Oh. What an interesting idea. Where?
Does it grab you?
Yes.
Somewhere around in the guts?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, I have gas. I can't be objective.
No, wait a minute. Who said to be objective? I didn't say that, you know. As I'm feeling, you know, how do you and your gas feel about that?
I see what you are misunderstood.
No, that's what I meant.
How ridiculous.
Feel.
Well, I know what you mean now. I see. Let's see. You want the painter's intent.
Ah, I don't
this
want
is
that.
Man's inner need to rebel against the vulgar.
What's intent from a fishbone? You know, how can, well, you know, that's feeling. That's what we...
Excuse me. It says it right here in the book. Man's
inner need to rebel against... See, let me tell you right now. You're starting off on the wrong track. Because you're not going to find to see what the words in that thing express a feeling about what you're going to look up in the world, see it's in a painting. That's right. No more than, you know, take the shoe on the other feet. To find what's up there in a painting, to look at a book to express a feeling about it. You know, you gotta find from my own thing what's going on in itself, man. That's all.
You're marvelously incoherent.
What can I say? I'm trying to be simple as pie, you know? That what I'm saying is, you look at it, that's all. Pretty soon something happens or it don't happen. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I relax and look at that thing, you know? And pretty soon that thing was going... Oh, I see the red eye of my mother in that painting. And she's yelling to me, go out and get a job, you rotten son of mine. But I'm not gonna do it. And down there, I see a blue beach with cats laying around slopping wine all over themselves, making a mess. And up yonder, I see a moon's head smiling down at me. Step by some upside down. So I guess that's frowning up at me. And there's some stuff what I dig in that painting. I swear to God and Buddha. No, I messed it up. I miss the whole thing.
As far as I'm concerned, that was really, it was profound.
No, that was not. See, I was going to give you an example how to do it right, and I just got off the track.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, you should never judge yourself.
I'm not judging, I'm explaining. That was not good.
Oh.
That's a different thing.
Well, I was moved.
You moved by nothing. Boy, you moved by that. You should have heard the one I did in Howard Johnson's this morning. I was doing like Steve every inch. That's nothing. You know that? That's the kind of thing anybody can do.
That's where you're wrong. You see, 100 art courses and you couldn't get that kind of freedom.
So art course, you know, could learn from 100 art courses how to sing a song. Anybody knows that.
But
I could take somebody who's never done this before, sit them in this chair right here, 2 minutes time, they'd be wailing away, they wouldn't know what was going on.
Well, I doubt that.
I could do it.
No,
I could do it to
that.
You.
Oh, no, I
yes,
couldn't.
I could.
Oh, no,
yes,
no. Oh, no. No, some people observe and others participate.
See, how do you know which one of those you are till you try it? See?
Well, I can't. I have numerous problems in the area of spontaneity.
Yeah, but you know what President Eisenhower said about that?
What?
He said, there is nothing to lose but fear itself. You like to try it, I'd be very happy to give you a lesson on how to do it.
Well, all right, I might as well try it.
Yeah, what the hell, right?
What the hell?
Yeah. Like I say, you know, we only live once or twice, we might as well make the most of it. Okay, now let me tell you what to do, see? First thing is, don't be afraid that you're gonna say dirty words, see? Don't be afraid, because you're gonna. That's one. And then the next...
Excuse me, I'm going to say dirty words?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And the next thing is, the very second...
Well, does everyone say dirty words?
Yeah, oh, yeah. See, you know, you gotta get rid of all that misery and the frustration and everything. That's a good way to do it. Now, the next thing is, the very
second... Well, I guess I'm human.
Yeah. Now, the very second that I start to wail... You listen to me now? The very second that I start to wail on my horn here, you gotta come right in, see? You understand why?
No.
Well, I'll explain you why. That's so you don't have time to think about nothing.
Oh.
And it's what just goes, whoosh, comes right out, see?
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
You're too late.
I confess, I was thinking of a dirty word.
That's why I told you not to think about it, wasn't it? And you were thinking about it. Okay, let's try it. Let's go ahead right with it.
Excuse me. Let me get the process clear. First, I try to comprehend the meaning of the painting.
Yeah, but see, whatever you do, don't make no lists. That's exactly what we're fighting against, all them lists. You gotta let them loose. Out. That's all.
I know. I hate to fail.
Well, you don't have to, you know.
Yes. Well, all
there's
right.
There's no laws about that.
Oh, all right. Let's see. Throw away all your material possessions. I mean your past is horrible. The whole system is corrupt, and the social status system based on.
Now see, where do you see that up there? Now see, that's not in that painting. You know what I mean? See, you gotta, you know, you're writing a speech with them kind of words or something. You want another key or something? Yeah. Okay, try to emphasize now. See. Okay.
Freedom.
Okay, right, that's it.
Rebellion.
Yeah, okay, all right. To keep up with the development of everything like that, what should happen is this. I'm gonna come up to your pad for a few days, see? And we'll work on this, and we'll work on a couple other things I got in mind.
No, I can't.
What you can't?
I'm sorry. You just touched my rash. It's nothing. I have a psychosomatic. Oh, my. It's really... I can't because I have an appointment right now, but I'm not rejecting you, of course.
No, you are rejecting me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, see what you're doing now? They call that rejecting.
No, I'm not rejecting you. I'm not. I live with my aunt.
So what? You know, we go straighten her out, too.
It's no. That's ridiculous. It'll take years.
I got nothing to do.
No, I just can't, that's all.
Yeah, fine, I can't. That's the end of it. Adios.
Well, you misunderstand, you see. I think your movement is wonderful.
There's not no movement. Never gonna be no movement. I'm flesh and bones. I'm sitting, that's why.
Well, I meant you were that, too. I just can't leave. Well, you know, somebody's got to go on the road.
And you bourgeois broads, give me a pain in my soul.